Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got quite a show tonight. There's a lot going on. There's been another strike that Trump has made against the militia leaders over there in the scattered cells, I guess, that are roundabout, causing all the trouble. Hi, Larry. How are you doing down there?
Oh, I'm getting my night goggles out. You never know anymore. 24/7 now.
Yeah. I want to read something here. Jeremiah 50, 23 through 25. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How has Babylon become a desolation among the nations? I have laid a snare for thee, and thou art also taken, O Babylon, and thou wast not aware. Thou art found and also caught, because thou hast striven against the Lord. The Lord openeth his armory, has brought forth the weapons of his indignation. For this is the work of the Lord God of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Now, we are the latter-day Chaldeans, and if you do some study, you'll find that out. But anyway, the point being that what we're doing over there is something that the Lord has said we ought not be doing. And eventually, those that we spoil us. And we are basically the great nation, the hammer of the whole earth, and you're watching our diplomacy. These kind of airstrikes are simply unspoken diplomacy. And what's going on, it appears to me, and Larry, we're going to get into this, is the decapitation of the Iraqi military leadership. What say you, Larry? What do you think about all this?
Well, it certainly it appears that the decapitation of the Iran-backed militia groups, in other words, not the Iraqi people and not really a lot of the Iraqi government, it's actually the Iranian groups that are running the country, running Iraq. Iran basically has taken over Iraq, and Soleimani, for the last month or two, had been in Iraq trying to bring on attacks on America there, and also he was killing a number of the Iraqi people that were protesting against Iran, the Iranian involvement in Baghdad.
Yeah, he's a pretty bad dude. And who was the other guy we took out? We took out one just a little bit ago. I can't remember his name. But it seems like we are now beginning to target the and this is kind of interesting because of the Native American prophecies about assassinations, and that they would start, and this is clearly an assassination attempt of a leader. Now, from a strategic point of view, that's one of the reasons military people of high rank never wear their rank when they're out in the field or on the front lines, because it's an invitation to get your head shot off if you're showing four stars on your uniform and the enemy sees that, they're going to take you out. So, but what it appears to me that Trump is doing, and this is all part, there is a comment, I want to read this to you. It comes out of Jeremiah again, chapter 50, verse 45. Therefore, hear ye the counsel of the Lord that he has taken against Babylon, and his purposes that he has proposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitation desolate with them. And this is kind of interesting because of what's going on. And we're not really sure who the least of them is. We've thought sometimes maybe it's Kimmy the Whiz Kid over there in North Korea. But maybe it isn't. Maybe it's somebody like Solomon. He was just one individual, but a very, very powerful one. And it seems to me, Larry, that what Iran has been doing is baiting us and mocking us. In fact, Tehran recently said, well, Trump can't do anything, which is kind of mocking the wrong thing to do to Trump. As they just found out. What do you think about all this?
Well,
it seems like we're being drawn in.
We know that ISIS was actually, even though we actually formed ISIS, ISIS was meant to draw us in to destroy our forces over there. And there's been a plan to destroy our forces for a long, long time. What's interesting, though, is the fact that, you know, we now find ourselves in a very unusual situation where we actually are fighting an enemy that, you know, like you said, Soleimani, who, by the way, is, they say he's the number two in Iran under the Ayatollah, but there's some that have said today that they thought he actually had more power than the Ayatollah. Because whatever he wanted, Ayatollah gave him, and he really carried all the power in the proxy states, you know, not the Ayatollah. He did. And so what he said went. So this is very interesting, and I know you've got a deal from Stan Deo that might be interesting too, but it looks like, you know, we're certainly being drawn into this region. And this, you know, you can't disconnect Israel from this because a lot of this is all about Israel, too.
Yep. And, in fact, Israel may be, suggesting and cheering on the United States to do this. Here's a headline from Drudge. Tehran vows revenge. Sleeper cells in the USA. Fear cyber attacks. 2020 begins with a bang. World War III. Now, who would have ever thought that as we entered 2020, we would be getting into this kind of a situation? And Larry said we got something from Stan Dale that there's a possibility that they did not kill Soleimani at all. That it's a double that they killed. They'd have to actually run DNA tests, I think, to absolutely prove, because as Stan pointed out, a ring doesn't really identify anybody. People wear all different kinds of rings. But and here's another really interesting article before we get to Stan. And there's a Bible code, too, that's very fascinating that Larry found. Is Trump wagging the dog in the Middle East? Remember that old and good advice, keep your powder dry. Wag the Dog was released 1 month before the outbreak of the Lewinsky scandal and the subsequent bombing of the Al-Shifa pharmaceutical factory in Sudan by the Clinton administration in August 1998. If you haven't seen the movie Wag the Dog, you better check it out. Here's one of the problems. I don't think this is a wag the dog. There's too many reports coming in that it isn't. However, we do know from Psalm 2, nothing happens that the leaders of the world have it already talked about and done. And I want to get into a little bit of that. By the way, I just posted a blog on thelightgate.com, and it's on the front page, and also Lightgate Blogger. And I urge everybody to read it. if you really want to know what's going on in the United States, particularly with Virginia and gun control, the United Nations, State Department 7277, it's all in that blog. I spent a fair amount of time on it. I went and got all the documents to prove what's really going on. I went into the prophecies of Daniel to show you what's happening. And I don't think people are getting it. We are watching the end of days. That's what we're watching. It's amazing. Where do you want to start, Larry? You've got a lot posted on your website, too.
Well,
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say I could go ahead and give Barry Rothman's Torah code about Soleimani.
Yes, go ahead, by all means.
Very, very interesting. Barry Rothman run a Torah code January the 3rd, 2020. And like you said, Stuart, who would have thought 2020 would have started off with such a bang worldwide? But it did. The title of the Torah code is U.S. and Israel Kill Iran's General Soleimani. And basically, he ran actually three or four matrices, but I'll just go through the first matrix. Very, very interesting. And in that matrix, the coding and the number 12 says in the end of days. So that literally backs up what you were talking about, Stuart.
Yep.
It gives the timing of Soleimani and all of this at the end of days. Anyway, I'll go through them here. Very interesting. Number one, Soleimani. Number two, Daesh, ISIS, ISIL. Number three, Assad. Number four, Putin. Number five, Israel. And number six, seven, and eight, and nine are phrases, and I'll just read them all in one long line here. It's number six, seven, eight, and nine. It says, on one way, your enemies, they will come out against you, and in seven ways, they will flee before you. And number 10, general. Number 11, fought with Amalek. Number 12, as I've already said, in the end of days. Number 13, Chinese. So this code, Stuart, has got a lot of connections here. And I can read the other two codes real quick if you want me to, but
yes,
I'll give you
absolutely.
Some time to comment here if you want to do that.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. He ran two more matrices which tied into it. The second matrix is six words. Number one, Soleimani. Number two, Netanyahu. Number three, general. Number four, war. Number five, he shall besiege you. Number six, president. And then the third matrix has eight in it. Number one, Soleimani. Number two, Milley. Number three, general. Number four, president. Number five, nervous. Number six, Israel. Number seven, they that hear no iniquity and die. Number eight, you sent are your sons and daughters.
Wow. That last one's about the United States, isn't it? About
looks
Trump.
Like it, and it ties in. And the thing is, in the end of days here, this Soleimani situation couldn't have arisen without Milley being, involved, a general. Soleimani's
mm-hmm.
a general. The president, Israel. I mean, without all these perimeters coming together, this couldn't even have happened.
Yeah, and Milley was involved in the Little Green Men, and he was the one that... is obviously involved in revolution and war, or whatever you want to call it, revolution, riots in America, and the military, martial law, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Boy, so each one of them had Soleimani, so he's a big, maybe he's the key, maybe he's the first domino to fall. And that would indicate he was assassinated. Right?
Yeah, it's very possible. And he's linked into everything going on that we're even talking about. And the interesting thing is in the first matrix with all of this, China, the Chinese are linked in, which is very interesting.
Well, particularly in view of the fact that China, Russia, and Iran were running naval exercises over there. Probably their naval ships are still in the Gulf, would be my guess. What concerns me are some of these visions that people have had about we losing a carrier group. Now, you got to think in terms the way they think, the way the Iranians would think. And remember, folks, their 12th Ayman, the 12th Ayman has to come up. Christians would view him as the Antichrist. But to them, he's their hero. And they need a big war in order for the 12th Ayman to come up out of the ground. He comes up out of a well, according to their prophecies. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but anyway. There are the rabbis who claim that Obama was, in fact, a 12th Ayman. And I guess we're just going to have to wait and see who emerges to do the finishing work that the Antichrist coalition actually does. And again, I would not even be dismissing any leaders because Psalm 2 does not dismiss any of them. It says the leaders of the world conspire together. They take counsel together against the Lord, against Jesus Christ, against the Holy Ghost. They want to eradicate the concept off the face of the planet. And it's very, very interesting that the United Nations, where do the world leaders take counsel together? It's the United Nations. So anyway, you get into all that, and it's a fascinating, fascinating thing. What is the latest on this latest attack? Have you got any more news on that, Larry? I know it took out some more leaders.
Yeah, not really. Darnett was researching a while ago, and there seemed to be some reports of some explosions, you know, around some Iraqi bases, possibly involving Americans. And then Jack Keane came on Fox Business and reported that Trump was busy now taking out the leadership of the other Iraqi militias that were connected with Iran. And so, you know, whether they're trying to maybe preempt, you know, an attack on them or, you know, Israel, actually. Israel is expecting to be attacked, too. And, you know, I was thinking what you said about the carrier group. I believe it's the Abraham Lincoln carrier
yes,
group that's closest in to Iran at the very present moment. But, you know, if Iran is going to be mischievous and really do some damage, an attack on that carrier group with those big missiles they've got, that could cause some damage, and we wouldn't be expecting that.
Well, remember one of their generals said, we can take you out anytime we choose. And he was talking about our carriers. That was probably a year ago, maybe, when all that news was going on about, you know, closing down the Strait of Hormuz, and if we responded that they could take out our carrier groups without, you know, without any trouble at all. And remember the prophecies that, or visions, I guess, people had of an entire carrier group being sunk. And here's the headline, Iran's armed forces vow punishing response to Soleimani's assassination. And the general staff of the armed forces issued a statement, excuse me, vowing that elements behind the assassination of Soleimani will face a punishing response. And then I heard something that was even kind of scarier. They said, we wouldn't even have considered what they're going to do. It's going to be such a shock to the American people. Now, there is an article. Let's see if I can find it. Let's see. Any comment you got while I'm looking for this, Larry?
Yeah, I was thinking something we haven't even talked about yet is the fact that during Obama's terms, remember, there was a lot of the terrorism groups that were being brought in over here. We know they're in country.
Yes.
And there was a interesting report came out today, I think, where Homeland Security says, and it told the American people, they're not aware of any possible Iranian threat, you know, within the continental United States. And I was kind of thinking mischievously, yeah, if the government had spent 3.5 years just about trying to remove Trump from office, they hadn't had time to watch terrorists very much.
You got that right. We know they're in here. Hey, folks, the FBI even said there were 35, at least 35, Islamic training camps in America. They didn't do anything to stop them. They didn't go in and, they're more chasing the Christian Patriot groups than they were chasing the Islamics. And there's a reason for that. But anyway, getting back, this is Hal Turner. This is interesting. Iran, our response will shock America to its core. Millions took to the streets of Iran in Friday prayers, mourning the USA assassination of General Soleimani. A government spokesman said, our response will shock America to its core. Foreign oil companies are evacuating dozens of American employees in Basra, Iraq. U.S. State Department tells U.S. citizens, you leave Iraq immediately. The IRGC confirmed 4 senior members were killed accompanying Soleimani. They got the names, and I can't pronounce half of them, so I'm not going to bother. But anyway, at the National Security Meeting, Houmani said, I want a clear and I want a decisive response. We are, I guess, going to wait and see what this response would be. I mean, if I was an Iranian general and I had these missiles that I could use, I would sink a carrier group. I'd say that's my response to America. And they might start a war. But here's the situation, folks. You got to remember what's going on. Remember World War II and the sanctions that we placed against Japan? And what did Japan finally do about it? It went to war. What are we doing to Iran? Same thing. We are trying, I believe, to get Iran to make a major military response, so that we have the excuse to go in and virtually take them out. You got to read your Bible, particularly Habakkuk, however you want to pronounce it. It's right in there about how we spoil nation after nation after nation. Remember, Wesley Clark was taken down to in the Pentagon and shown that we were going to topple 7 nations in the Middle East. And we're doing that to set up our global, the UN global 10 regions. It's all part of Daniel chapter 7 and the fourth beast that rises up that has 10 horns. Those 10 horns are 10 kings of each king of a bioregion. And if you go into the UN meditations room, there are 11 chairs, 10 for the kings of the bioregions, and 1 is Antichrist. The UN is Antichrist to the core. That's why you got to go read the blog. If it's still up, a lot of this stuff gets taken down almost as immediately. The UN does not want you to understand who they are and that the UN is actually fulfilling Bible prophecy to 100% of what Daniel said, right under the noses of the American people, and they don't even know it. They have no clue as to what's going on. It's just too bad that it has to happen this way, because the United Nations is going to rise to power. and they're using Virginia and the gun operations down there to foment a revolution. We'll get into that with Larry a little bit. Here's something else, though, from Turner. Iran's Revolutionary Guards announced the installation of 16,000 ballistic missiles on its bases and will be ready to launch to targets. What do you think of that one?
Well, it didn't shock me, and something we're going to have to be really cautious about. You know, we don't know when they might try to retaliate, but the Khomeini has announced a three-day mourning time until they bury, I guess, Soleimani Monday, I believe, in Iran.
Right.
So whether that's a time that they prepare for whatever they're going to do, or, you know, they could actually launch some type of attack during that time. I mean, you don't know. But, you know, so we may have 3 days of mourning before they do anything, and then next week we'll have to be watchful. So this is not over. You know, I know a lot of people, when they heard Soleimani was killed, they thought that's the end of it. But I'm not too sure that ain't the beginning of it, Stuart.
Yeah, that's the beginning of it. We're trying to get Iran, how do I word this? We don't exactly know whether Isaiah chapter 17 or Daniel 8 occurs one after the other. We don't know which one starts what. And then there's probably a little bit of a pause after those two things occur, or at least the first part of those occur, before Ezekiel 38 and 39 occur. And Ezekiel 38, 39 are the key, I believe, to the taking out of the United States, because when we see Gog and Magog going into the middle, going into Israel, that's when Gog has this thought, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, who dwell without bars or gates, and who have gotten rich in cattle and goods. Well, if you do any research at all, you're going to find out that's the United States of America. And actually, it makes perfect sense. If I was a general in the military, and I was going to take out Israel, or at least occupy it, I would take out, or at least attempt to neutralize, any nation that would come to her aid. And guess who that nation would be? Us, America, Babylon the Great. And Babylon is essentially the first nation to go down, if you read it carefully. And it comes upon us as a snare, like I read in the beginning. I've laid a snare for thee, O Babylon, and you were not aware. A snare is laid down when you're not aware of it, and you walk into a snare unawares. And if you've done any hunting or laid any snares, you know perfectly well that when a snare snaps, it's instantaneous. And it comes out of the blue. And this verse indicates that the Lord has laid a snare for us, and that we're walking into something of which we have no knowledge of. We think we're fine. And that the United States is the hammer of the whole earth, and nothing is going to happen to America Babylon. You'll find that in Isaiah chapter 47, where we sit as a queen, and we shall see no sorrow whatever. But this will come upon you in one day, widowhood and the loss of children. And in the book of Revelation, it says in 1 hour, it comes as a snare. Anyway, I want to get back to Stan and Holly Dale's comment. This is kind of interesting. This is about Soleimani's death, and I would bring to mind people the he died some time ago now. Dr. Peter Bader. He was an insider's insider, and much of what he said proved to be absolutely accurate. And he said they were cloning people way back then, and that you never knew who you were looking at. You might be looking at Donald Trump. You might be looking at a clone. You might be looking at Hillary Clinton. You might be looking at a clone or a lookalike that they hire in. In fact, if you look at some of these pictures of Hillary Clinton, that's not Hillary Clinton, that's her lookalike. It's close, but it's not identical. Anyway, comment on Soleimani's death. I'm going to read part of this. For several years, this is Stan, I have listed Soleimani as a possible antichrist of this age. His bio and other possible credentials for this position were slim compared to MBS of Saudi Arabia, but I consider a number of prophetic sources in my analysis for potential candidates. And then he gets into Nostradamus. But he was wondering whether they actually took out Soleimani or a double. But the Bible codes, Larry, would tend to indicate that it wasn't a double. It was Soleimani himself, right?
That's what they seem to indicate. Now, they don't directly say, I see nowhere in the codes of Soleimani that he's dead. So, you know, I guess
yeah.
we can surmise any of this we want to. But, you know, like you said, you're never 100% sure. I expect they will do DNA. They haven't yet. They've just gone on the premise of a ring, I guess. And I got a close look at that image of that vehicle or two that got blowed up and those bodies were in bad shape. I mean, there was like hands and legs and everything missing.
Yeah.
So I don't know about the identification exactly.
That would be interesting if Barry would run a Bible code on Soleimani. Is he dead or not dead? And see what the Bible code says.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's one of the problems we have, folks, is wag the dog, fake news, and you do the best you can. But as Larry has told you and I have, it's getting harder and harder to vet the news, to find out whether it's valid or not. And anyway, just comments, I guess we could say. What do you think Israel's going to do? I know what Putin said. He's kind of laying back in the weeds, and he just kind of said, well, you know, this is going to aggravate the situation over there.
Well, I did hear something that was really interesting on a news blurb today or yesterday, indicated that during some of this stuff that was going down, Putin had an urgent call he tried to get through to Trump, and the administration didn't let Trump know about it. So,
what?
There's a lot of stuff. You know, like I've said, Stuart, you and I both know, and hopefully some other people know, that Trump isn't surrounded by the loyalists we would like to think he is.
Yeah. Yeah, he's surrounded by deep state, and I'm sure they probably took him in the back room and said, this is how we do things here. This is how they work. And we've let it go. It's the American people's fault. We have let this go and let it go and let it go, and the communists have infiltrated just about every area of America. The educational system, the legal system, it's all corrupt. Long time ago, I had a personal friend who was a lawyer, and his dad was a judge in the local area. And this friend of mine, who was a lawyer, said he practiced quasi-legal law, which meant don't go to court if you don't have to, because the system is corrupt. And it's a psychological game that you're playing with your adversary. Many, many, many times, he says, you can get the adversary to agree or come to terms without ever going into court. And he was absolutely right, actually. He was a genius that way. But that was, I don't know how many years ago, 60 years ago, maybe? And it was corrupt even back then. And he knew it, and his dad knew it. So just think about what happens over the rest of the time up to today. You're not going to get true justice. It's just not going to happen. Okay. What else you got, Larry, on this situation over there? Anything else you want to bring out?
Well, I was going to bring out, you was mentioning all of that, and what's so interesting is Rothman did another code, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because you're talking about justice, and we're looking at America, and anybody that's watched General Flynn, he got railroaded,
and he got framed,
and they're still trying to destroy him. And this is Rothman just did one on General Flynn, file affidavit of prejudice, and it fits in with some of the generals that he's been running codes on, and General Flynn was one of them. Now, he found 8 in the code. Here's what it says. Number 1, E. Sullivan, and of course that's the name of the judge that was over Flynn's case and refused when Sidney Powell, Flynn's attorney, brought up proof that they had framed Flynn. He didn't care, and he just decided, he throwed it all out and said, we're going to sentence him anyway. So that's what you got. So number 1, E. Sullivan. Number 2, judge. Number 3, Flynn. Number 4, against the wall. Number 5, Mueller. Number 6, he shall put him to death. Number 7, affidavit. And number 8, hatred.
Wow.
So
well, that's what's going on.
That's what we're, not only is that an example of our justice system, Stuart, the codes even back it up.
Yep, and the Bible backs it up. It says that America actually becomes lawless. It has nothing to do, and that's what you're watching in Washington, folks. Total lawlessness. There's no law. Well, there is law of the jungle. He who has the gold rules. It's the law of the land now. And unfortunately, they're very, very accurate in that assessment. He has the gold rules. And this is exactly why the UN is where it is and the trouble it's going to cause to the American people. Again, I urge you to go to the Lightgate blogger. Also, go to Angelfall 923 and view Iron Mountain, Blueprint for Tyranny. Everything that we said in there, all the documents that we presented in there are being done. And another one that you can go visit now on, what is that one that Natural News has up now? I can't think of the name of it. It's a video where you can put videos up.
Oh, that's Brighton, isn't it?
Yes, Brighton. Yep, that's what it is. And you can find it, I think, if you just go to Natural News, you'll find the Brighton videos. Well, anyway, a friend of ours got our Daniel and the Four Beast Powers put up on YouTube, had canceled it. They didn't really cancel it. What they said was anybody, excuse me, in America and anybody in Canada could not watch Daniel and the Four Beast Powers. However, the whole thing is up on Brighton now, and a friend of ours put it up for us. So go there and watch Daniel and the Four Beast Powers, because the people in America, the Christians in America, have been totally deceived by old interpretations of Daniel and the Four Beasts. Most people will tell you that was Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome. And then at the end of the days, there will be a revived Roman Empire. Well, the problem with all of that is the angel that tells Daniel the vision and what it means totally denies that whole thing. It has nothing to do with Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, or Rome. It has to do with modern-day powers, England, America, Russia, the bear, etc., etc. And the fourth beast is the United Nations rising up, just like Daniel said it would. And the United Nations is, let me read just part of this, Larry. Let's begin with Daniel's prophecy of the rise of the United Nations and their subsequent absorption of the nations of the world via treaty powers. The United Nations is a communist operation to its very core. Of course, now they call themselves progressives or socialists. Very few will call it what it really is. What we are watching is a communist UN insurgency, or one might call it a coup. Now, Daniel has this vision, and in the vision, there are four beast powers. The last one is the one that we go after in this blog. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had a great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with its feet of it, and was diverse or different or changed from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Now, the key word here, well, there's two of them actually, diverse, different, unlike a nation, unlike a state, it's an organization. The United Nations is not a nation, it's not a state, it's an organization in the great city Babylon. It's the modern Tower of Babel, is what it really is. And it says the beast stood before it. Well, the word before, most people would think, well, that means past. No, it doesn't. Look it up. It means in the presence of. All these powers are modern day powers. America, England, Russia, Germany, etc., etc., down the line. And the United Nations is the only entity that fulfills this. And then on another verse, he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. Well, all you've got to do then is go down and look at the United Nations Charter, Chapter 7, Actions with Respect to Threats to the Peace, Breaches of the Peace, and Acts of Aggression. Article 39, the Security Council shall determine the existence of any threat to the peace, breach of the peace, or act of aggression. Read it carefully. The United Nations has granted itself the sole power and is the sole decider of what is and is not a threat to the peace, a breach of the peace, or an act of aggression. Now, if you go down a little bit further, Article 41, the Security Council may decide what measures, not in view, the use of armed forces, are to be employed to give effect to its decisions. Now, listen, remember what the governor of Virginia just said? I know Larry knows what it was. He's going to cut off communications. Electricity, power, internet, all communications, roadblocks, etc., etc. Article 41. These actions may include complete or partial interruption of economic relations of rail, sea, air, postal, telegraphic, radio, and other means of communications. Doesn't that sound very much like what the governor just said? Article 42. Should the Security Council consider that measures provided for in Article 41, that is, cutting off your communications, et cetera, are inadequate or have proved to be inadequate, it may take such action by air, sea, or land forces as may be necessary to maintain or restore international peace and security. Such action may include demonstrations, blockades, or other operations by air, sea, or land forces of members of the United Nations. In other words, UN peacekeepers will come into America and take it over. Now, I've got pictures, I'm sure other people have had pictures, of these UN military-type vehicles all over the United States. What are they doing here? Well, it should be obvious what they're doing here. It's exactly what Daniel said was going to happen. Folks, wake up. The stuff that's going on in Virginia is a United Nations operation, pure and simple. They mean to topple the United States. They mean to bring in the New World Communist Order. And the American people, it's happening right under their noses, and they are too oblivious to even notice it. It's amazing what's going on. Now, if you don't believe any of this, you need to Google State Department document 7277. It's called Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. Here's what it says. For the progressive reduction of war-making capabilities of nations and the simultaneous strengthening of international institutions to settle disputes, maintain the peace. Guess what international thing they're talking about? And this is another quote from their document. This is an inseparable relationship. There is an inseparable relationship between the scaling down of national armaments on one hand and the building up of international peacekeeping machinery and institutions on the others. Another quote, as states relinquish their arms, and I'm talking about civilian arms as well, this is not just military. You've got to read the document. The United Nations must be progressively strengthened in order to improve its capacity to assure international security and peaceful settlement of disputes. Finally, it says this, the peacekeeping capabilities of the United Nations would be sufficiently strong and the obligations of all states under such arrangement sufficiently far-reaching as to assure peace and a just settlement of differences in a disarmed world. In other words, the communist United Nations rises up just as Daniel said it would, and the United States is the key nation that must be toppled, its constitution and bill of rights destroyed, and the surveillance and police state social credits, new world order, has to be brought in. It's already happening. Agenda 21, soon 30 and 50. Folks, you're being scammed. That's what Virginia is all about. It's not about just taking the arms of the people down there in Virginia step by step. This is to foment a revolution, because under the articles that I read you, they can come in under the pretense of keeping the international peace. And it's very, very odd to me that at the same time this is going on, what do we got going on in the Middle East? It looks to me like the preludes of major warfare, possibly even World War III. Well, what has that got to do with Virginia? Everything. Because under executive orders, in an emergency situation, the government can declare a national emergency, can send Congress home, can send Supreme Court home, and whoever is in charge, be it Trump or whoever, can then declare martial law, bring in the United Nations, and we're done. It's all part of the protocols. It's all part of silent weapons for quiet wars. It's all part of Iron Mountain. All of these. It's all part of it. The American people are being scammed. You're being taken for a ride. You're going to lose everything you have. They have planned this. You got to give credit where credit is due. These people are brilliant. And guess what's just appeared careers, I guess. United Nations careers, job opening, disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration officers. I don't know. What do you think, Larry? That should be pretty, how do I say, pretty obvious?
Yeah, and you don't even have to make this stuff up. It's not like we're trying to write fiction. We're just telling people what's happening right out here in our face. And what's so interesting, just like Virginia, but really all over the nation, the big move is not really, they're not trying to disarm criminals anywhere. They're disarming citizens.
Yep, they don't want you to have a gun because if you've got a gun, you can defend yourself against UN troops. Now, they may not use UN troops right away. They may try it with sheriff departments. And by the way, in Virginia, they've already laid down, I don't think it's law yet. In fact, they said they're going to read these things in Virginia. In fact, the National Rifle Association's gotten itself involved in this fight. And I'm sure there's other rifle associations or gun associations. The Second Amendment is the amendment that enforces all the other parts of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's what it's for. They tell you it's to go hunting. No, it has nothing to do with going hunting. What it says is, in order to maintain a free state, the right to keep and bear, which means carry, arms shall not be infringed. So what are the communists trying to do? Well, first of all, they tell you that that doesn't really mean what it says. That really refers to the National Guards. Well, that's untrue. That's totally untrue. It says the right of the people to keep and bear arms, not the right of the militia. It just says a well-regulated militia. We have, that's what the sheriffs in Virginia are trying to do. They're trying to form militias out of the citizens. See, this is what they're trying to do. They got to disarm the American people. They did it in communist China. They did it in Russia. They do it everywhere because the traitors don't want to be shot or killed or hung. They'd rather shoot, kill, and hang you. I don't know why people believe that these leaders have some divine right to go around and murder everyone. There is no such thing. And don't forget, ever, you're in the Matrix. And all of this is designed, really, I believe, as a diversionary to keep you from doing what Jesus Christ ordered you to do to get yourself out of the Matrix. And that's the subject of the two books I wrote. I'm working on the third. On the frequency books, on the Matrix, getting out of the Matrix. What is the Matrix? How do you get out of it? What does it all mean? Very, very simple. And it proves exactly, science proves exactly what Jesus Christ said. There's absolutely no disagreement between what science has just found through quantum physics and what Jesus Christ told you. He knew there was a Matrix because he created it. And he created it because of the fall of humanity. He's the only one that's got the key. You have to find him to get the key, to unlock the door so you can get out. It reminds me of the Truman Show. A good one, because remember, at the end of that, Larry, where he finds the door and leaves.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. Anyway, here's another one. Red alert. Internet to be policed by communist China under new UN crackdown targeting online speech. Folks, they're advancing China as a model for the New World Order. It's been the model for the New World Order for a number of years now. Why? Well, because China's a dictatorship. They can do whatever they want. That's why your social credit system is being experimenting over there in China. Now they're really trying to force 5G on everybody. Have you heard any more? Or what else you got, Larry, before we run out of time?
Well, I was also, I didn't have time to send to you today, but, you know, just to mention before the show's over, there's UFO activity and paranormal activity is just off the scale these last few months, and it's increasing daily.
And it's global. And we're headed for an arrival, folks, and it's not very far off. But here's something that Turner says. I want to read it. If war breaks out with Iran, it will not be like other wars. We will likely be attacked here in America by cells sent over years by Iran. And that's true. These cells will likely attack population centers, transit hubs, bus, train, and air, highway bridges, railroad bridges, oil and gas pipelines, public water supplies, and such. In other words, be on the high alert. What would you advise people to do in this alert, Larry, you being an officer?
Well, one thing I would tell people to be more aware of your circumstances, and instead of rushing to be in crowds, hang back. Don't go to crowds. This is not a time to be stupid.
That's well said. I don't know if people really pay much attention to that. I mean, it's almost like it's like the bride being removed. It's business as usual. Everything is the same as it always has been, and we're just not going to be worried about anything, and on it goes. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. Particularly for women nowadays, it's getting worse. You got to be awful careful. And this is probably where they will strike. These sleeper cells have been here for a long time, and they can rise up anywhere. In fact, probably would hit the middle of the country for major impact. What do you think they could do, Larry? You think we could have a false flag? Big one? Worse than 9/11 or what?
Well, it's entirely possible. You know, like I said, there is rumors of a nuke missing out there. And we know right now is a good time for a false flag, whether it's from Iran or whether it's from deep state or, you know, just a multiple. There's multiples out there that would like to do a false flag to get their agenda moving.
Yeah. And the way Trump is doing things, the Dems are all over him now. It doesn't matter if Trump wakes up in the morning, it's his fault. If the sun rises, it's his fault. No matter what he does, whatever he says, he's wrong. And what we're involved with are these progressive deep state, and it's a communist insurrection is what it is. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why the American people are not rising up, not necessarily with arms. They don't have to do that. Why aren't they writing their congressmen and saying, look, we don't appreciate what you're doing? And we, you know, if we have to impeach you people, we'll do that. Well, we're definitely going to vote you out of office. Nothing, as far as I know, very little commentary is being sent to Washington. Have you heard of any, Larry, at all?
No, but I have heard a lot of the Democrats don't even have their phones hooked up to take messages. So, you know, when a communist coup begins, there's no dialogue.
Yeah, and that's something the American people haven't figured out yet. This is going to turn probably into a hot war. We don't exactly know the twists and turns of what's going to happen in Virginia. It might be a trial balloon just to see what's going to happen, and they'll back off, but it's not likely because of the war situation and martial law and the ability to declare a national emergency and an invasion even by China from Mexico. There's all kinds of scenarios. Could be an economic collapse. Could be they nuke a city. Could be they tell Kimmy the whiz kid over there in North Korea, why don't you launch a couple missiles and hit a couple American cities? We just don't know. Something is coming. Something is not right. And this is a move to take down the United States. You can take that to the bank. This is what this is all about. It's basically what it's all been about. And treason does never prosper. And it's not going to prosper this time either. Hell awaits these people. They just are too dumb or too stupid or too apostate to know it. Doesn't really make any difference. Jesus was very, very emphatic. Hell awaits. and they don't get out of it. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And if anything breaks, we'll be on right away. Anyway, thank you for listening. Take care, heads up, and be careful from now on. Good night.